Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. This is my weekly meal plan episode. If you're new here, this is an episode that comes out every week on Wednesday, which is just basically me sharing my meal plan for my family for the upcoming week. There's a blog post that goes along with this on my website at lolasfrugallife.com, and you can find the full weekly meal plan there. You can also find it for all the previous episodes that I've done with any links to recipes that I mention during the episode if you're looking for the specific recipe that I'm making that week. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, March 2nd. For Saturday, I actually don't have a meal to share because we have a family party that we're going to be going to. So I don't need to cook dinner Saturday. So I don't have anything on my meal plan. For Sunday, I'm going to be doing creamy Italian instant pot chicken breast. This is from therecipe.rebel.com. This is a really easy recipe to make if you have an instant pot. It comes together really quickly, and it's basically just like a chicken. You use chicken breast, chicken broth, and then some seasonings and heavy cream and pesto, and it basically just makes like a chicken with like a creamy pesto type sauce. And with that, we're going to be making easy rice baked casserole, which is from foodnetwork.com. This is a rice casserole that has frozen spinach in it, milk, eggs, cheese, and of course rice. And then that can kind of bake in the oven while I'm making the chicken in the Instant Pot. And then that's for Sunday. I got distracted because I have a note in my recipe app that I was going to be making stuffed peppers with that, which I'm obviously not. I just wonder what I had actually planned when I had actually planned to make stuffed peppers, because they have obviously never got on my meal plan because I have them in on that Sunday by accident and I'm not making two different meals that day. So anyway, that's for Sunday. We're doing the Italian chicken and the rice baked casserole. For Monday, I'm going to be doing Genio's Best Ever Meatloaf, which is from genio.com. It's just the recipe for their brand of turkey meatloaf. It's just one I've been making since my kids were little, and that's what everybody likes. So I'm going to be doing that with some shells and cheese, just like the box kind, and then some carrot fries, which are basically you just cut up fries into potato wedges, kind of like French fry pieces. And then you mix them with some olive oil and seasonings, and you can bake them in the oven or you can throw them in the air fryer. I actually have a YouTube video of that recipe if you want to go on the YouTube channel and see. Those are super easy to make and they make a good side. So that's for Monday. For Tuesday, we always do some type of Mexican theme. So this Tuesday, we're going to be doing homemade nachos with ground beef, which is from theseasonedmom.com. It's just a typical ground beef nacho recipe. You just lay out tortilla chips on a baking sheet, top them with some ground beef and cheddar cheese, and bake them. And then you can add whatever other toppings you like once they come out. I usually put out some sour cream, salsa, avocado, all that type of stuff, so that we can all make our own nachos the way we like them. For Wednesday, I usually do some type of seafood. So this week we're doing bacon wrapped barbecue shrimp, which is from allrecipes.com. As I mention every week, when I make this, I use the bacon, but I just cut it up and I just layer it over the shrimp rather than wrapping the shrimp with it. It's just a quick shortcut, and it comes out just the same pretty much without taking all that time of having to wrap each shrimp with bacon. And then as a side, I'm going to be doing vegetable fried rice. I don't have a recipe for this one. It's just, I basically just make some white rice. I buy a bag of frozen stir fry vegetables. I saute them up in a frying pan until they're cooked. And then I just mix in the white rice, some soy sauce, and then I'll usually do like some scrambled egg on the side and then mix that in at the end too. So that goes good with the shrimp. So that's for Wednesday. For Thursday, we usually do breakfast for dinner or soup, or now I've been adding in some crockpot meals then too, because that's when I go food shopping and I try and keep the meal prep easy. This week, we're going to be doing breakfast for dinner. We're doing tater tot breakfast casserole, which is from saltysidedish.com. This is basically what it sounds like. It's a tater tot casserole with eggs and sausage. It's basically like egg, sausage, milk, the tater tots, cheddar cheese. You put it all together and bake it in the oven and it comes out really good. For Friday, it's our hamburger night. We do hamburgers once every other week on Fridays. So I just take some ground beef, make it into patties, do a can of pork and beans, and then we'll usually make oven fresh seasoned potato wedges, which is from allrecipes.com. And that's just a really simple recipe to make potato wedges in the oven. You just take the potatoes. You don't have to peel them. You just cut them into wedges, toss them in a Ziploc bag with some olive oil, onion powder, garlic powder, salt and pepper, and some Parmesan cheese. And you just kind of shake it all around, put it on a baking sheet, and cook them in the oven. And they come out really good, and they make a nice side to go with the hamburgers. So that's it for this week's meal plan. Like I said, you can find this and all the previous meal plans on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. And I do have some videos now of some of the recipes that I have shared on the podcast. I'm trying to do a little bit here and there to build up the YouTube channel, but you can find them on Lola's Frugal Life YouTube channel if you're interested in seeing any of those. So that's it for this week. I thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.